Mickey knows him by the name of Vinny Vincent.
Oh, wise guy, eh?
It's the Afternoon Show with Dave-O on Mix 93.3.
If I got locked away, would you still love me the same?
Mix 93.3.
His therapist listens to him every afternoon. Dave-O on Mix 93.3.
It's hot new music.
New music is on Mix 93.3.
You just want to bang your head against a wall. You ever have days like that? Not that I do. That's just a hypothetical question. All right, Calvin Harris' new song is on Mix. Here's How Deep Is Your Love on 93.3.
Mix 93.3 Sky Cruiser Traffic.
Brought to you by the Foundation for a Steve Parker, Mix Airborne Traffic, Mix 93.3.
Rocket and Teresa show.
I was driving that piece of crap
red Mustang.
Well, from afar.
Yeah, it looked
your car
fine.
Looked nice. If the top was down and the moon was shining,
sure.
That part
was an eclipse.
Wake up with Rocket and Teresa. Weekday mornings from 6 till 10 on Mix 93.3.
Hepatitis B head.
Are you ready?
Now, on Kansas City's number one hit music station, Mix 93.3.
Producer Nate in studio.
What's up?
What the hell did you just say? Well, hang on a second. Let's push this button here. Hang on.
You remember it. You liked it, but not even your iPod will play it.
Oh, no, you didn't, Dave-O, play that.
Time for Oh, No, You Didn't Just Play That with Dave-O on Kansas City's number one hit music station, Mix 93.3.
Now, I said let's go on the air together, and your exact quote was, okay, but then I got to go out to the van.
Yeah.
That could not have sounded creepier, dude. never say real quick, but then I got to get to the van.
The mix van, of course.
Okay. All right. Well, Nate.
Oh, man.
That's a little guy. Anyway. Nate, let's throw it back today. What do you
All
say?
Right.
How about some 1991?
I'm feeling it.
I'm going to give you two guesses. It's a Michael Jackson song. Think 1991.
I'm loving it. Let me think. Does it have to do with black or white?
Good guess.
I'm so good at this, man.
Friday. Crank the radio up. It's MJ.
Oh, no, David. You did, like, not just play that.
Oh, no, you didn't, Dave-O, play that. Oh, no, you didn't, Dave-O, play that.
And Nate, you ready for the 5 o'clock sound off?
Oh, yeah.
We're 20 minutes away, and we're going to kick off the Friday drive inside. You've never gotten to push the button before.
No.
That's an honor that I'm going to bestow upon you, kid.
Oh,
going big places in the show. 5 o'clock, 93.3.
You used to call me on my... Ever since I left the city.
Coming up to 97 is the Weekend Mix with Steve Serrano and DJ Ray.
What is up? It is Steve Serrano, my boy Nate,
yeah,
and I
yeah.
will both be live at the Beast, the West Bottoms, underneath the 12th Street Bridge, starting tonight at 7 o'clock.
And our fill in the blank to kick off the Weekend Mix is When I See Blank, I Instantly Freak Out.
It's Nate's ex-girlfriend.
That's right.
Freaky.
Check it out.
It's the Weekend Mix.
Woo! Turn the music up in the headphones.
Coming up to 97 on Mix 93.3.
Back to the music. Back to the music.
Mix 93.3.
Wildest Dreams with two Taylors. Number one, that's Taylor Swift. It's Dave-O on Mix. Number two, Taylor, as in my producer, my love Taylor. Taylor, the wildest dream that happened yesterday. You and I were at a hotel together. I knew it eventually happened.
Don't mention that again.
And it happened yesterday. We did a live broadcast from a hotel, dude. It could not have been scripted more perfect.
It was pretty good.
Wait, what? Okay, you mean the road. Okay, the broadcast. All right, so Taylor, speaking of embarrassing, that's kind of embarrassing. We just talked about that on the air.
My face is red.
Right after this yesterday, Taylor and I went to lunch at a local Westport establishment. We took one of the guys from our office. Now, we're not going to say his name, but it rhymes with Boston. It's a guy. There's a city in Texas called, what?
Austin?
Austin?
Oh. Anyway,
yeah,
wait, all right. Well, this man was talking. We won't say what he was saying, but we were sitting at a table and he said something that wouldn't have been that big of a deal had there not been a family with kids.
Two girls, like 8 or 9 years old.
And the best part is he said something that it wasn't like that bad, but it was something you wouldn't want to say in front of kids. And it wasn't the parents that looked over and glared at this guy that rhymes with Boston that works here.
Uh-huh. It was one of the girls looked right back at him, gave him a huge glare, and then his face went red, and then whispered the rest of the story.
This little 9-year-old girl, it was great. I was priceless. And he was like, oh my gosh, it's so embarrassing. So we want to know about the time you said something embarrassing and it was overheard. Because sometimes I project really loud. I talk kind of loud.
Sometimes. All the time.
Yeah, but you said it was good in the hotel room. So, all right, 576-7093. Call us right now. 5 o'clock sound off. Want to hear from you. The time you said something embarrassing that was overheard. Hit us up right now.